الرحيم مالك الرحمن الرحيم most compassionate and most merciful. We had mentioned yesterday that how we are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come every day to the masjid and say Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. We ask for mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon each other in the form of salam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are verses of dua in the ahadith and the Quran as well, wherein we ask and take for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll also mention that there are some actions that take a person away from the mercy. The word la'nat that is used according to the muhaddiseen and mufassireen means al-ib'adu an rahmatillah. The person is cursed, that means he is taken away, far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The light of the Quranic verses we find there are some actions if a person carries out, then the curse of Allah is upon him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Person that lives in kufr and dies upon kufr. عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. The curse of Allah, the curse of the angels, and the curse of all the people are on that person that lives upon kufr and dies upon kufr. May Allah Ta'ala save us. What if a person lives upon iman and dies upon kufr? Obviously the consequences are same, maybe even worse, that he had seen the light and then gone towards darkness. That is why kufr, something that a Muslim should steer very clear from kufr and far away from kufr and the ways of the kuffar. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whomsoever imitates a nation is regarded from amongst them. Dress like the kuffar, act like the kuffar, behave like the kuffar. We bring the traits of the kuffar in our lives of our families, our children. We hold the same values and ideals of the kuffar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why we should be a clear line of demarcation between iman and between kufr, especially when we are intermingling with kafirs, etc. To make it clear to them that we are believers. We are complete believers and there is no compromise whatsoever between the deen of a Muslim and a kafir. It reminds me of that surah wherein that occasion when the kafir had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what they had said, they had compromised. They said, let's come to a compromise. Today we find this word compromise very often used in the life of a mu'min. He feels, no, jani dije, it's okay, it doesn't matter, you know, it's not so important. Let's compromise. People keep compromising, then nothing is left of iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had predicted this many years ago, centuries ago, that there will come a time, لا يبقى الإسلام إلا اسمه. Nothing will be left about Islam except the name of Islam. This man is a Muslim. If you look at his lifestyle, if you look at everything in his life, there's no difference between a Muslim and a kafir. Only the name will remain. There comes a time, only the name of Islam will remain. And today you find it today in the people's lives. People don't even know what they are Muslims for, what Islam means to them. The basic tenets of Islam are forgotten. These very countries, I visited Canada, the same thing. We used to read Jummah Salat on Sunday. We should read Jummah Salat on Sunday. We may laugh at the person in Jummah Salat on Sunday. Why? Compromising. Keep compromising. And compromise because you have to go to job. You're very busy on a Friday. Using your intelligence, very busy. Friday is a busy day. Sunday we are free. So we'll read the Jummah Salat on Sunday. The funerals, burials of people used to take place on the weekend. The man passed away on Monday. The man is very busy. His father who passed away, his brother who passed away, is very busy. He is very busy, he's got no time. Sunday when he's got time, he'll take those coffins, he'll take that funeral and go and bury them. Just like the Christians do. Keep it there in storage and wait. And what Islam teaches is completely different. So when it comes to the deen of Islam, there's no compromising. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you worship our idols for 1 year, we worship Allah for 1 year. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quranic verse, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. No time to go into the details. The gist of the surah is, tell the kuffar straight and clear, what you worship is different. I don't worship what you worship. You don't worship what I worship. And I will not worship in future what you worship. And you will not worship what I worship. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. For you is your deen and for me is my deen. And Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, I have perfected your deen. Doesn't mean I have only perfected your salah. I have only perfected some other aspects. The entire deen, the entire way of life, your code and your system is completely different. And I had mentioned to you that there are basically three stages
of a person leaving the deen of Islam. Firstly, he begins to adore the ways of the kuffar in his heart. He feels, he belittles the ways of Islam. He feels this, looking at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, this is not significant, this is not important, this is not nice, this is not good. He begins to belittle the ways of Islam and begins to adore with his heart the loves and love the ways of the kuffar, their ways of living, earning, blessing, everything else. He begins to love it with his heart. This is the first step of a person going away now from the deen of Islam. The second thing is what? That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani." Whoever loves my sunnah, he can't carry it out sometimes, but he adores the sunnah, he loves the sunnah. This was the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of my beloved Rasul. He cannot carry it out sometimes because of his weakness, but he loves it in his heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani." Verily, he has loved me. "Wa man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah." Whosoever has that love for me, he will be with me in paradise. So here, first step is to love the ways of the kuffar. The second step is to adopt the ways of the kuffar. Everything is adopted of the kuffar in the life of a mu'min. Everything. Outwardly. And you should remember, the outward aspects of a person's life have an effect on his inward as well. And the third step is, may Allah Ta'ala save us all, where he says, "Ma'azallah, I've got nothing to do with Islam, and I've got nothing to do with Islam, I disassociate myself with Islam." So here Allah Ta'ala tells us, those people that are kafirs, وَمَاتُوهُمْ kuffar. And they die in a state of kufr. May Allah Ta'ala save us, take us upon iman. Then upon them is not only the curse of Allah, the curse of Allah, the curse of the angels, the curse of all the people are upon those people. And they are in the fire forever and forever. So here we find that kufr is one way. That is why the ulama kiram mentioned, when kafir dies also, that is moridul la'na. It is a place of la'nat. You should not even be present there when the kafir dies. You should not even stand there, because the la'na of Allah comes on that person who dies upon kufr. But today, unfortunately, Muslims sometimes compromises and goes even into the church of the non-Muslims and is taking part in the burial and the funeral rites, etc., and the prayers of the non-Muslim. Why? All in the name of compromising and remaining friendly with them. Here Allah Ta'ala sends out a clear surah that tell them, "Lakum deenukum waliya deen." I have my limitations. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow me to come till here. I cannot go further because I'm a slave of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I follow the deen of Islam and I have to be a Muslim at all times. So here, the first thing here we find in the Quran is those people that die upon kufr, on them is the curse of Allah and the curse of the angels and curse of all the humanity. Another action again, inshallah, will continue. There's limited time, obviously, you have to go to job, etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from kufr and the ways of kufr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us close towards iman and the Muslims. As I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala tells us, "وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ." Whomsoever befriends Allah, befriends Rasulullah, and befriends those people of iman, then Allah Ta'ala says, "فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ." Then this group and party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be dominant. They will be dominant, and dominant does not mean that you have a very comfortable life in this dunya and hereafter you are in the fire of Jahannam. That's not dominance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us.